Selected Quotes by Oswald Chambers. If through a broken heart God can bring his purposes to pass in the world, then thank him for breaking your heart. We tend to use prayer as a last resort, but God wants it to be the first line of defense. We pray when there's nothing else we can do, but God wants us to pray before we do anything at all. Most of us would prefer, however, to spend our time doing something that will get immediate results. We don't want to wait for God to resolve matters in His good time, because His idea of good time is seldom in sync with ours. Faith never knows where it is being led, but it loves and knows the one who is leading. Prayer does not fit us for the greater work. Prayer is the greater work. The remarkable thing about God is that when you fear God, you fear nothing else. Whereas if you do not fear God, you fear everything else. God never gives us discernment in order that we may criticize, but that we may intercede. The golden rule for understanding spiritually is not intellect, but obedience. If a man wants scientific knowledge, intellectual curiosity is his guide. But if he wants insight into what Jesus Christ teaches, he can only get it by obedience. The author who benefits you most is not the one who tells you something you did not know before, but the one who gives expression to the truth that has been silently struggling in you for utterance. The whole point of getting things done is knowing what to leave undone. At times, God puts us through the discipline of darkness to teach us to heed Him. Songbirds are taught to sing in the dark, and we are put into the shadow of God's hand until we learn to hear Him. Watch where God puts you into darkness, and when you are there, keep your mouth shut. Are you in the dark just now in your circumstances or in your life with God? Then remain quiet. When you are in the dark, listen. The teaching of the Sermon on the Mount is not do your duty, but do what is not your duty. It is not your duty to go the second mile, to turn the other cheek. But Jesus says, if we are His disciples, we shall always do these things. There will be no spirit of, oh well, I cannot do any more. I have been so misrepresented and misunderstood. Never look for right in the other man, but never cease to do right yourself. We are always looking for justice. The teaching of the Sermon on the Mount is, never look for justice, but never cease to live it. If sympathy is all that human beings need, then the cross of Christ is an absurdity, and there is absolutely no need for it. What the world needs is not a little bit of love, but major surgery. If you think you are helping lost people with your sympathy and understanding, you are a traitor to Jesus Christ. You must have a right-standing relationship with Him yourself, and pour your life out in helping others in this way, not in a human way that ignores God. We are not made for the mountains, for sunrises, or for the other beautiful attractions in life. Those are simply intended to be moments of inspiration. We are made for the valley and the ordinary things of life, and that is where we have to prove our stamina and strength.